Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Real quick, Doran, people are saying I need to pay this guy who mowed my front lawn.
If he comes back.
I'm absolutely not paying for him. I didn't request his services.
I mean, if they do it again, I think you should have a conversation.
This is ridiculous. Guy comes up, shows up, mows my lawn without a request, and I'm supposed to pay him?
No. No.
So someone shows up, washes my car, they come to the front door. Like the bellhop in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, Rob Schneider, and I'm supposed to just tip this guy?
He's like...
Supposed to drop him some cash? He doing this thing with his fingers, rubbing his thumb with his index finger? So you could just show up and do whatever service you want. You could power wash my back patio, and I don't ask you to, and then you're entitled to my money? No! Do it out of the kindness of your heart. It's a ridiculous notion. More on that later. The big news is obviously that Ben Cherington, I guess, fired Derek Shelton. I mean, that's what we're hearing, right? He was the first man quoted in the press release. He said that he went to Travis Williams and Bob Nutting and suggested that this be the move. So Ben Cherington is the lone survivor. Mm. Ben Cherington is the king of the hill. Ben Cherington is the last man standing. This guy got to do the first firing? Him? The guy who's a much bigger problem than Derek Shelton? Are you kidding me? That rubs me the wrong way. His attitude yesterday, his sanctimony yesterday, rubbed me the wrong way. And we'll get into the Ben Cherington element of all of this. Was Derek Shelton a scapegoat? 412-928-9370. There's a question we'll throw out there to the people, and we'd love you to call us again at 412-928-9370. Open phones until 8 o'clock when we are joined this morning by Chris Carter. Another question, Doran, that immediately enters my mind is, will this change anything at 412-928-9370? A question that I don't think needs to be asked, was this deserving? It absolutely was. And that's why, to me, yeah, he wasn't as deserving of being let go as Ben Cherington was, but he absolutely needed to be canned. There is no way you can argue that Derek Shelton is a good major league manager. And for that reason, and the fact that they're 12-26, you need to be out.
Yeah. Was he a scapegoat? Maybe, in a sense, but it needed to happen. Like, it definitely needed to happen, as you're saying. And Derek Shelton, I think he'll be fine. I think he's going to get, he'll probably be a hitting coach somewhere else in, like, you know, or Detroit or something.
Yeah, he'll wind up.
Yeah, he'll get a job.
Catching like, on somewhere.
Yeah, somebody will take his services and use them, and he'll be fine. And, you know, from everything that I've heard, never really met the guy, but great guy. And you don't like to see situations like this anywhere. But Ben Cherington, see, like, this is oddly familiar to me. Of being a part of situations like this, being a part of teams, working for teams where firings have to go on. And there have been instances where you think that two higher level employees are tied at the hip and then one turns its back on the other one to save their ass.
That's exactly what happened.
That's what I'm smelling.
Yep.
I'm smelling of, hey, let me get, and I'm allegedly, I'm not saying that this is happening. I'm just, this is just my experience and what I'm feeling right now of the situation. I'm not saying Charrington did this, but I've seen this happen before. Hey, let me get ahead of this. Let me persuade ownership that it was not my fault. Let me get all my facts in order because I know that this is going to go down at some point to justify why I should be here. You're on your own, man. That's basically what I'm feeling. Hey, you're on your own. I know that we came in together. I know that we were supposed to do this together. I know that we were supposed to ride this out together, but you're on your own. I can find my own horse, and I got to save my butt at the end of the day. And maybe Charrington was like, this is why the on-the-field product is bad. It's not because of the players that I've brought in or tried to develop. It's the system that is being run. Something like that. Yep. That's what I'm smelling.
Yes. That's exactly what that press conference made me think yesterday too, Doran.
And you asked the question, could this get better? You know, what's it going to look like from here on out? You know, whenever you have a quote-unquote interim, I guess, or not, or a new coach in the middle of a season, it does create a spark sometimes. But in this case is a little bit odder to me because I do know what Donnie Kelly is about, and I do kind of know what Shelton was about. Donnie Kelly is night and day to Derek Shelton. Like, he is going to get, you know, he's no nonsense. He is, you know, about structure. You know, he'll MF you. Like, that's the type of guy that he is. I don't know. It might not just light a spark, but it might keep the spark alive for a little bit longer than I think people are probably expecting for this team. I hope that Donnie Kelly does well, but he brings a different type of mentality to baseball than Derek Shelton. Derek Shelton was so passive. And yes. Donnie Kelly is not.
Yes.
And he's not going to be even more now that he has this opportunity. So.
Yeah, now would be the time for him in the catbird seat to assert himself.
Yeah.
And it really cannot get worse. It really can't. We say that sometimes, and then things do get worse. It can't get worse than 12-26. It just can't. You are 10 games back in the NL Central. You are 7 games back of fourth place. You are exactly in the same spot as you were 6 years ago. In that COVID-shortened 2020 season, the first year for Derek Shelton and Ben Charrington, through this many games, they were 12-26. They've made zero progress, so it's not going to get worse with Don Kelly. I don't really expect it to get much better, but you know what? To me, it's honestly, it's irrelevant. You needed to throw the fans a bone, and you needed to, if you're Bob Nutting in particular, show that you're not asleep at the wheel, that you're not going to take this laying down, that you understand that your franchise has somehow reached a new level, a new low level of embarrassment. If he had managed one more game, then all of these people in charge were derelict of duty because something needed to change. And so really, whether it gets better this year or not, is irrelevant. You needed to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And really, even if Donnie Kelly manages this team to be 10 games over 500 the rest of the way, they're not making the playoffs. They need to go like 25, 30 games over 500 to make the playoffs. They need to go 13 games over 500. No, 24 games over 500 the rest of the way just to finish above 500. Like, so it doesn't matter. Like, they're not contending for anything this year. For Don Kelly's sake, I hope that it does look a lot better moving forward, as Mike Sullivan would say, and he's gone too. But really, it's irrelevant. You just needed to do something. And this would be the something that needed to be done, and it's the thing that makes sense to be done first. But should they not have gotten rid of Ben Charrington too?
Yeah. Yeah.
They have a draft coming up next month.
All right.
Bubba Chandler, yes, good draft pick. Henry Davis to this point, absolutely bad draft pick. Look at all the guys in the lineup that he has drafted and that they've developed. Oh, wait, you can't. They're not there. So Ben Charrington doesn't really deserve to be the general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates for another day. He does not. There are important decisions that are going to be made the rest of this year that he is going to make. That doesn't sit well with me.
That's why that this smells odd to me the way that I kind of laid it out earlier, just a second, like a couple minutes ago. That's why it just something smells that he went in there and pounded the table. It was like, this is not my fault. I deserve to be here. These are the facts. This is what's going on. That's why it's just they should have been gone at the same time. Like, you want to move in a new direction. Why are you keeping the arguably number one or number two component to reason why that you're in this situation? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
He's number one. Well,
yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, 1A.
Ownership, the financial structure of baseball would be one. And number two, to me, yeah, would be the general manager. Absolutely, this is not a good baseball team. No matter what Ben Cherington will say, it's not a good baseball team. It is not a good roster. And that is on him more than anybody else. So he should not be the GM today. But they did make a move. Derek Shelton out. How do you feel about it? 412-928-9370. Was Shelton a scapegoat? Did he deserve to be fired? Do you feel like things will improve? 412-928-9370.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I don't think you have to squint too hard to see a stronger team on the field in 2025. I believe we have the players in the organization that will help us do that.
Gonna not so respectfully disagree on this. You don't have to squint that hard to see a better baseball team in 2025? Ben Cherington, are you freaking kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? You're 12-26. Not a single player, save for O'Neal Cruz, has improved year over year. Not one. And you can save Key Brian Hayes, all of you Pirates apologists. Yes, he is hitting better than he did last year. He is healthy, which is good. But he's still not a good hitter. He's just
better than what they have.
Yes. And he's better than what he was because he's got a functional back at this particular moment.
Yep.
There's not a single guy who has improved year over year apart from O'Neal Cruz. And I'm going to say that that's because of his talent, not on what they've done. Buddy, you could give me the best weed in the world. You could give me the good. That's what the kids say, Doran.
Yep.
The loud weed.
Yes.
The best money could buy. Which is as close as I'm going to get to having my eyes closed, but still keep them open. I mean, that's as squinty as I could get. And I'm not seeing a good baseball team here.
No.
Not even.
Not at all.
Close. Not even close. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? He can't believe that. Now, he can't come out and say this team sucks. And the players that I've drafted and the players that I brought in suck. You can't say that. He's not going to say that. But you don't have to pee on our legs and tell us it's raining, man.
I mean, you could say, like, we got to be better. Like, we have to play better baseball. And we haven't been playing better baseball, and that's why we're in this situation. And it's all of us that has to have to take accountability for it. And obviously, Derek Shelton did a great job, blah, blah, blah. But you don't have to go out and say that we need to squint to see that there's a good team. I squinted as soon as he said that. I was like, oh, what am I looking for?
Get that good.
I can't see anything. I can't see anything. I can't see this even being a 500 team almost.
No. No. You can squint, and if Bubba Chandler's up here, you can squint and see a good starting rotation.
Yeah, I can meet you there. I can meet you there.
But that's one third of the operations, right?
Yeah.
If you think about lineup, starting rotation, and bullpen.
Right.
Okay, great. You've got a young rotation that's got significant promise if you've got Chandler, if you've got Jones. Jones ain't here right now, and Chandler ain't here right now. When those guys come back and come up, yes. Everything else is ass.
I don't think you have to squint too hard to see a stronger team on the field in 2025. I believe we have the players in the organization that will help us do that.
I don't want to overreact, but that is deeply, deeply offensive to me as a Pirates fan. You just fired the manager. You've now put all of it on the manager. And yes, he was a significant problem. There's not a bigger problem than Ben Cherington. Don't tell us as Pirates fans that this team is better than the results, because it ain't.
No.
And Derek Shelton absolutely deserved to go. The fundamental errors on a nightly basis, that's not even an exaggeration. For all of us who watch this team and put them under the microscope, they do things every single night that go beyond skill and talent. You don't run the bases correctly. You're routinely sending guys home, waving them on, your third base coach, and it's just horrendous. You had Key Brian Hayes the other day not cover third. He got picked off of second base. You have O'Neill Cruz throwing to the wrong base. You've got guys who aren't running their hardest. It happens all the time. That, to me, is on the manager. Sure. But Tommy Pham, if he plays perfect baseball, is still going to have an OPS in the 500s.
Yeah.
And that ain't on the manager.
No.
412-928-9370. When Manuel Valdez is routinely your cleanup man, I can squint as hard as I possibly want and can. And that's not a good baseball team. Texter, the Hubble Space Telescope would struggle to see a good team. Good joke. You are correct. Texter, Henry Davis being picked first in the draft is the worst decision ever made in MLB over the past two decades. That's probably a stretch, but yes, Henry Davis was at worst supposed to be good. At worst! And part of the reason why they drafted him was so that they could spend more money over slot at other picks, and it wound up getting them Bubba Chandler. But you weren't picking Henry Davis because he was bad so that you could then get Bubba Chandler. That's a ridiculous way of going about things.
Right.
You were thinking, okay, we'll at very least get a good, if not very good, player, 1-1, who we're not going to have to pay as much so that we can use some more of the money to get a guy like Bubba Chandler. That's actually sound strategy, but he did not pan out, not by a long shot. And that list goes on and on and on.
I mean, I firmly believe that they lucked into Skeens. I think it was like literally the luck of the draw. I believe that they probably were as confident in drafting Dylan Cruz as they were Skeens or even Lankford at that draft. I think that they pulled the right name. I don't think that they were like, yeah, this is an absolute, like, we're going to go in this direction. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's out there that they knew for months that they were going to draft Skeens if he was, you know, the number one pick. But I think that I think they lucked into that. I think that was pure luck that they pulled the right name.
I'm not going to give them any credit for taking Paul Skeens. We debated it, and it was debated, I think.
It was debated a lot.
Baseball-wide, that two great prospects here, both teammates at LSU, could go either way. I'm still not giving them credit for it.
I'm not.
He was a unicorn. He was Steven Strasburg. So, no, they don't get credit for that. Especially not today when I'm cranky.
Right.
And I wish I were high. Rob in Chicago. Rob, you got to be jacked up. You got to poop, buddy.
real quick, let me put this in perspective for you. In 05, when the Sox won the World Series, there were 500,000 people in Grant Park to celebrate. In 16, when the Cubs won the World Series, there was about 3 or 4 million. Okay?
There you go.
That's all you need to know. They're the redheaded stepchild.
That's right.
As far as Shelton goes, you guys know I'm not a big fan of the guy. What infuriated me was last year, after 8 innings and a no-hitter in Milwaukee, he takes Skeens out and won't give the guy the chance to finish it. That's just emasculating the guy. I don't care if he's a rookie. I don't care what your pitch count is. If you got a no-hitter with 1 inning left, you're in there to finish it. And, you know, this team, since game 1, has been looking like it's walking the green mile. And there's just nothing there. I mean, I hope Don Kelly can get something going.
I'm happy you brought up game 1, and thank you so much for the call, and congratulations on the Pope being a Chicago guy. I thought they'd finish with exactly the same record this year as they had the last two. It just seemed like an obvious prediction to make because they made zero progress year over year, despite for the first 107 games last year, it looking like it was moving in the right direction. They still landed in the same place. So that was my prediction. After game 1, when all offseason you heard we're going to win in the margins, and then they lost a game in the margins, it was clear right away that this was going to be a bad baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
Right away. And you go 1-3 against the Marlins. Right away.
Right away.
Right away.
Yep.
You knew it would be a bad baseball team. Because all the internal growth that they were hoping on and counting on, it was not going to be good enough to overcome making routine plays not routinely. And Derek Shelton, while he's had a bad roster to oversee now for 6 years, also made the wrong bullpen call all the time, would go with the wrong pinch hitter all the time, would put bad lineups out there all the time. They'd get on a roll, relatively speaking, and you'd sit guys down who were actually hitting the baseball.
Yep.
You can have a bad roster and still be able to discern that this manager is not cut out to be a big league manager, and that's exactly what's happened here. And so we're going to crush, probably, Ben Cherington for a large chunk of today's show. And I'm sure the callers will do the same at 412-928-9370. But this is in no way a defense of Derek Shelton, who absolutely had to go. Your thoughts, 412-928-9370. The bizarre wording with Don Kelly we'll get into. Do you keep Don Kelly on beyond this year? We'll get into that. Hammer and White Oak, many others on hold. We'll get to you as well. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, whom we talked about a lot in the pre-show. They're your hometown home and business security company.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Tweet Us brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Just heard a commercial for Larry Richard. He's taking people to Ireland just like I am.
He sure is.
I love Larry. Great man. Mm-hmm. Who are you having more fun in Ireland with, me or Larry Richard? Come
Larry.
On now. What the? Get out of here.
It's Larry Richard.
Get the hell out of here.
You can't even walk into the Rivers Casino without hearing Larry's voice. You can't walk into Acrisure Stadium without hearing Larry's voice. Larry's everywhere. Larry's the man.
Yeah, so you know what? Larry doesn't need to be in Ireland then. You don't need to hear Larry's voice in the Emerald Isle. You need to hear mine.
We're gonna have the airport. I think you hear Larry's voice whenever you're on the little tram thing.
We're oversaturated with Larry Richard. Well, and he's on the Pitt broadcast.
Well.
And he's a local institution, blah, blah, blah. That's what I hear when Larry talks, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
Let me host this mayoral debate. No one cares, Larry. Making yourself all important. Also got this text. Please stop throwing that tariff bleep into your promos, you lib bleep. I just read what's in front of me, man. And it's a joke. Everybody needs to lighten up. Lighten up, Francis. That's from Slapshot.
Yes.
Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
You can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Where were we? Derek Shelton, no longer the Pirates skipper. Your thoughts? At 412-928-9370. Let's go to Hammer in White Oak. Hello, Hammer.
Hello, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, the lighten up Francis quote, that was from Stripes.
Damn it.
But anyway, I'm getting to Shelton.
I'm sorry, Hammer. We'll let you go in a second here. Only I can try to insult somebody, and it winds up with me looking like an ass. But please do go on.
I'm sorry. I'm a movie buff, so I couldn't let that go. But anyway, Shelton definitely was the scapegoat. But this, the whole situation with the Pirates, this starts from the top down. Nutting at this point, he just needs to sell the team. I know he's not going to. He's making money hand over fist.
There's well, no I'll help you. I'll help you make your point here too, Hammer. Buster Olney, barely know her. He tweeted yesterday: over the last seven seasons, the Pirates have spent about $200 million less in payroll than the Milwaukee Brewers, and these markets are very comparable. In fact, Milwaukee is a smaller market than Pittsburgh is, so that would help reinforce your point, Hammer.
Exactly, I don't know what Milwaukee's stadium size is, but PNC Park, as beautiful as it is, if you only seat 35,000 people, which I know they're not drawing that much, but if you actually put a good product on the field when Three River Stadium was still around, the Pirates were getting crowds of 2 million people in there back in the early 90s.
Oh, it's a great baseball town, Hammer. And in 2013, they had the fifth best attendance in team history. And this is a team that has been filling stadiums going back over 100 years. So when they win, people will show up. And frankly, last year they wound up not winning by the end of the year, but they were winning through 100 games. And they averaged 7,000 more people per game last season than they have so far this year. So I think you're right about all that. And thank you for the call.
Yes.
I'm getting murdered on the text.
Yeah. See, like, I bring myself into your situations a lot. And sometimes I correct you, sometimes I don't, and sometimes I don't know. And that's why I give the because sometimes I don't know, and sometimes I just let you go. And right then, I didn't know. Because I thought it was something else, which it was, and I didn't know. I wasn't sure.
I meant to say Stripes.
Have you ever seen Stripes? Can you name one actor in the movie Stripes?
Lieutenant Dan.
That is Forrest Gump. Actor. The name. The person in real life. Can you name one actor that was in the movie Stripes? One actor.
Charlie Sheen.
No. Bill Murray.
That's Apocalypse Now. I was close.
Yeah, real close.
Remember that scene in Slapshot when Bill Murray runs over the goalie?
Yeah.
412-928-9370. Someone else writes in, I got high during the last commercial break. I'm looking at the Pirates roster, and it still doesn't look very good. That's right. Texter. No manager in the year of 2025 is leaving a rookie phenom in the game in that spot. So referencing a caller in the last segment, who said that it was 8 innings of no-hit ball from Skeens. It was actually 7 innings, and he had thrown 99 pitches. And you're probably right that no manager in 2025 is leaving a rookie phenom in the game. And that decision probably goes above Derek Shelton. But you know what? Have some balls. Seriously, if the lineup is being handed down to Derek Shelton, and some people have said that on our airwaves, callers, the last 24-ish hours, if the lineup is being handed down from on high, grow some balls. Seriously.
You can't do that.
I don't know, man. A manager, and this is why they need to hire a manager, I think, with managerial experience starting next year. You need someone who's got some gusto. Someone who's done it before. Who can say to the front office then, no, this ain't going to work.
Well, the front
I'm in the clubhouse every day.
They wouldn't meddle into it if you had a gusto manager. Like, the front office wouldn't meddle into lineup stuff.
And
they would just leave it. That's your side of baseball. We're going to stick to our side. We're not even going to meddle into that.
Yeah.
If you have somebody that has some backbone.
Now, and here's my point with all that too, Doran, and I did want to get into that in this segment. Don Kelly can manage the rest of the year, and I want to see him be successful. He's a Lebo guy. He's a great guy. I know a lot of people that know him. I haven't spent a lot of time around him. But he's thought of very highly in baseball circles, and I think he's thought of very, very highly and in high esteem by Bob Nutting. You need a general manager next year who's not Ben Cherington, first and foremost, and that guy should be able to bring his own guy in here, someone who he's going to work in lockstep with. I don't like the idea of staggering it. The new GM comes in and he inherits Donnie Kelly. I just don't like that, and that's just a philosophy thing. In any sport, I want my GM and my manager or my head coach to be in lockstep and to see eye to eye. That's just how I like it. And so I don't want the GM to have to inherit this guy. Unless he winds up taking him to the playoffs or something miraculous, and then I think, okay, with this roster, fine. But unless there's something crazy that happens, I think you need a new GM and a new manager next year. 412-928-9370. You can text us at the same phone number. Fan Morning Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. How hard do you have to squint to see a good roster? That's our Twitter poll. Your calls, your texts, your tweets on this coming up next. It sounded like Ben Cherington was doubting Derek Shelton's managerial skills last year, when the Pirates, the last 2 months of the season, went down the tubes. That's just what it sounded like from his press conference yesterday. And I guess he and Terry Francona don't have a good relationship, Ben Cherington, I don't care. You want to win baseball games. If you were really doubting Derek Shelton last year, the obvious move this offseason was to go get Terry Francona.
Yeah.
A guy who's from around here. Ron Cook could have courted him.
Yep.
Ron Cook could have taken him to Domenico's, got the deal pounded out there. That's the obvious move then. Ben, you are in charge, right? I mean, you were the first guy in the press release. You talked about how you talked to Travis Williams and Bob Nutting 2 days ago and told them that this is the direction that the franchise should go in. Then why the hell didn't you make that move at the end of last season? If it is all on the manager, should have changed managers then. We said it, especially if you're not going to be spending a ton of money on player procurement this offseason. What's a way to improve a team on the cheap? Oh, you hire a manager.
Right.
Because you're not going to overhaul the entire roster, which looks like needs to happen, unfortunately. But how do you make a change? It's not going to cost a lot of money that could have significant impact. Oh, you get rid of the manager and you get a new one up in here. One that's won before. At multiple stops. From your own backyard? Come on now.
Terry Francona or Ben Cherington? No, they're saying that they didn't have a good
relationship. They don't have a good relationship, okay. I guess.
Well, I'm taking Francona.
Seriously. from above, you're right. From above Cherington,
like,
get rid of both guys. Go get Francona and a GM.
Yeah.
Tie him up in lockstep.
Yep.
Now, someone texted in and said, yes, Crowley, Ben and Derek coming in together worked out great. The philosophy is still the philosophy for me. I want my manager and GM to be on the same page. And for the GM to not have to inherit a guy that he didn't want to hire. Just because those two didn't work out, and my God, yes, we know they haven't worked out, doesn't mean the philosophy is the wrong one. I don't want a GM coming in here and the manager preceding him. I hate that. I think that's stupid. Mm-hmm. It's a bad way to run an organization. 50-minute mark on the Fam is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Shall we go to Rob in the car?
Yes.
Hi, Rob.
Morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
Good.
Good.
One thing, I was just wondering, why did nobody ask Ben Cherington, why does he still have his job when he picked all these players? I mean, we all know Shelton wasn't a good man. I mean, a good manager, but at least he didn't have anything to really work with. We probably got one or two, maybe two. It all depends on how Cruz finishes this year. Major league bats in the lineup. And he was better off not even going to get Adam Frazier and Tommy Pham. He was better off not even making those moves.
Absolutely.
Just bring a couple guys up from AAA and let those guys play, because the way it's looking is like, it's beyond. I don't understand why he still has a job.
That's the biggest question.
It should have been a package deal. They should have both been gone.
100%.
They've been picking these guys since whenever. And I don't want to hear, oh, the draft is around the corner. Me, you, and Dorn could do it better in the draft than Ben.
Well,
Cherington.
How about this, Rob? And thank you so much for the call. Someone texted in and said, you can't fire Cherington because the draft's coming up. Who's going to pick these players? A, I don't want Ben Cherington to oversee another draft here in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like half kidding about this, but something like this could work. Jonathan Mayo, who's his prospect guru for MLB,
yeah,
he's from the area.
Right.
He knows all these guys. He knows every player in the draft. Have him come in, seriously, and draft
consult
this year.
Yeah, just be a consultant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have him come in for like 8 minutes, run your draft, and say, thank you, here's a check, and then hire a GM at the end of the year. And it's not just the draft. It's deciding when guys like Bubba Chandler are going to come up with Super 2 and service time and all that. It's the trade deadline where you're going to trade guys like IKF, Andrew Heaney, and others. And you need sizable returns for these guys relative to the worth going out, obviously. I don't want him to make a single trade. I don't want him to make a single draft pick. The track record of success for Ben Cherington here doesn't exist. And apart from him winning a World Series with the Boston Red Sox, he's been in fourth place or in last place every other year he's been a GM. So I don't want him doing a single other thing with this roster.
But I mean, at this point, there's no way that they fire him in season, right?
No, he's going to be the guy.
Yeah. But what if Donnie Kelly does well and he does get the job? Does Cherington stay?
See, I'm really worried about that.
Yeah.
Like, let's say this is unlikely. I get it. But let's say from here, look, they're 0-0 tonight.
Yep.
Right? Let's say they go 15 games over 500 the rest of the way. I think that Charrington might keep his job.
Yes. Yep.
I think he might keep his job because clearly
they got the most out of what he put, you know, put on paper for Donnie Kelly to use.
Right.
Yep.
And this is the way then, right?
Uh-huh.
The way they looked at the first 107 games last year, oh, we're moving in the right direction. They could easily flip that argument for the last however many games. They're 120 plus, 120-ish.
Now you're not squinting.
Oh, man.
Yep. Told you.
Regardless of what happens, Ben Charrington cannot be the GM next year.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm not saying...
Right. I see what you're saying. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, if I were in Bob Nutting's shoes, very expensive shoes, I would part ways with Ben Charrington. I would have done it yesterday.
Yeah.
But looking forward now, I would part ways with him at the end of the season, regardless of what happens. There's no qualifiers. They can make the playoffs. I don't care. Seriously, it's over. It's over. It needs to be over. They haven't drafted and developed. He can't be the guy going into the future. He just can't. I think I'm probably preaching to the choir on that. Injury Report is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. You could get Nick Gonzalez back here soon. You could get Spencer Horowitz back here soon.
What is he, like 4 for 30?
He's been very bad, has our friend Spencer Horowitz, in his rehab. And you know why? Because it's a wrist. We talked about that at the time.
Yep.
But let's say he comes up and is what they think he can be. And Nick Gonzalez comes in and is what he was last year, which is an average Major League Baseball player. They're going to get a little bit better organically. They just are. Now, I think they're still likely to play under 500 baseball with those guys, with Bubba Chandler. I don't know that we're going to see Jared Jones.
Probably not.
I haven't been told that, but I don't know that we're going to see Jared Jones.
I mean, you know how this works, Crowley. Like, they're going to get a spark.
Yeah, bad teams win. Bad teams go on hot streaks.
Whenever, I mean, even like when situations like this happen, like they're going to get a spark, and it's going to look enticing for a minute. It's going to happen.
They can't allow themselves to be fooled by that.
Yep.
But I'm afraid that they might. That was your injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.